Next, an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.
Worldwide, violent extremist activities have escalated dramatically, and increasingly they target women and women's rights, according to UN Women. Terrorists conduct campaigns of sexual and gender-based violence within a community, terrorizing the inhabitants and destroying the social fabric. As a result, women are too often seen as just victims of terrorism. But the truth is that they are crucial to the prevention of and response to extremist violence. Women and girls are often on the front lines of mediating peace, delivering aid, and supporting communities. Yet they are simultaneously confronted with heightened risks of violence, particularly gender-based violence, online and offline, said United States Representative to the United Nations, Linda Thomas Greenfield. Yet women and girls are consistently underrepresented in decision-making aimed at preventing conflict, building peace and security, and countering terrorism, she said. Violent extremists are increasingly and deliberately engaging in online harassment, violence, and abuse, which can proceed and carry over into physical settings and can follow women into their homes and communities to silence leaders and suppress democratic movements. It is therefore imperative that the unique needs and experiences of women and men can be taken into consideration when charting the fight against extremism. And that means including women in counter-terrorism efforts. Omitting women from terrorism prevention efforts forfeits their potential contributions as mitigators of violent extremism, said Ambassador Thomas Greenfield. Indeed, it is vital to understand how gender dynamics affect and are affected by counterterrorism efforts, particularly when violent extremist groups use gender-based violence as a tool for recruitment and a tactic to terrorize local communities. When women add their perspective and experiences to all levels of prevention and response to terrorism, the result is a more effective, more sustainable counterterrorism campaign. The United States will continue to work with civil society, the United Nations, and member states to counter terrorism and violent extremism, and prevent and address gender-based violence in a manner that respects human rights and integrates gender equality as a cross-cutting issue.
That was an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.